Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I think that you would like that little number, or I thought that you would like that little number that I did for the youth. We're back in the forum, youth. What do you know? We're back at our old self again. We're back with the youth, not the preschoolers and the elementary kids, of course. Today we're doing a show for the youth and the young youth. That's right. We will not forget you. We will reserve one day out of the week for our children and our youth. And we reserved that day for Friday for our children's storytelling. But today we're on a little bit early because we've been working very feverishly on a project that I need to unveil to the general public for the children that are currently working online now. Yes, that's right. We are working feverishly online in an all-online virtual school. And that school is run by Harambe Radio Station. I'd like to give some props out there to Harambe Radio for doing such a great job. I'm just one of the teachers and facilitators that work on that line with them. We've just recently introduced our new project that we're unveiling first and foremost online at Harambe. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about what we have planned for that online virtual school, but we're also doing a community teamwork building effort and working with our schools and our communities and our industries to get our young youth back to work. And wouldn't you know it, we have the answer here all the time. We've been sitting on top of our assets and not really looking at the reserve we have within our Acoustic Records to make our youth employable and to put them in internships and to most of all make our stakeholders accountable for the new technology and the social media. That's right. Everybody's doing it these days. They have a smartphone, an iPhone, or some type of Android phone, and they're conducting business online. Those of us who are staying up with the technology. Now, you remember time back where I did my whole show on computer law. I realized and recognized that I had to stay computer literate and with the high technology. Some of you may know me as a social media blossoming queen. Well, I think I've come into full bloom. Most people think I am the guru of social media. However, I know I'm not. But I have to marry into the family of the social media king to make me the social media queen. And we have married ourselves together in order to bring to you social media in its heightened form. And when I say heightened, we are just like social media on steroids, so to speak. We're changing the game of social media. You may have known it as Generation X. We're now talking about, and I quote, Generation Z. We've taken it to another level so that our young people can get involved and get paid and get on somebody's, not just anybody's payroll. They want a 1099. Let's just break it down. They want to work for themselves. They want a contracted job. They want to know when that job is ending and when they can start another one. And social media is just the right type of program where children or young people can go out, present their portfolio, talk about social media, how to get companies online with Facebook, Twitter, as well as how to get them online for Google's Plus, Google Hangout Group, what have you, all of the social media so they can start advertising their business. We're talking about malls. We're talking about industries such as fashion and design. We're talking about mom-and-pop shops. These are all shops that are hurting, wouldn't you know it, for the services of our lowly youth who are working social media to another level. I kid you not. These children are twerping on TV, but they are really doing the doggone thing of technology. They're communicating more, and we think they're communicating less. They have come up with their own language. I'm not that well-versed that I could even text like I should. My son put me on the spot and said, you will learn to text. Here is your new iPhone. It is for your birthday. I'm giving you orientation and instructions. Now get with the program. So guess what? I got with the program. I got that message. I learned that message loud and clear. So for William L. Garth, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. You were the one that encouraged me to go forward to become a social media queen. I guess I have done that. I don't know, but most people think I'm the guru, but I'm not. Listen up. I'm still trying to learn how to upload things on my pages. I do websites all over the place. You see my websites everywhere. But I'm still inadequate in some areas, but not enough to call myself a novice. So I have to grow up real fast. And this is my opportunity of growing up real fast, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you, youth. I really love you. And it's a doggone shame that African Americans do not see the necessity of bringing you up into the 21st century so that you'll be able to withstand the pressures that will be, and you'll be able to feed your families. Those of us who do not stay up to date on social media, you won't be able to cash a check. They're now asking you to scan your check in through your phone so you can deposit it in the bank. Now, you tell somebody that who can't even operate their telephone on their line, their home line at home, that they are going to have to scan something. Scan something? What do you mean I'm going to have to scan something and go to Kinko's and scan it and get on their computer for $2.50 a second? They wouldn't be able to do it. So guess what? Let me say this. AARP, I love what you're doing with our elderly. I love the fact that you've got money set aside. When there's not even jobs out there, you say, go find somebody, or we'll find somebody to send you to so you can do internship and learn a new career. Guess what? I'm one of those old folkies, and I'm just going to speak out on behalf of them. We've had our chance. Let us sit down and take a break and a sabbatical while we're at it, and probably a trip, a cruise, a boat ride, a flight or something, but let us pass the baton onto our young people. They have not had the chance of using their work permit, not one time. They have not held down an internship, a paid or a compensated one. Why don't we take that money, government, the federal government, I'm talking to you now, because you've been laying people off. You might want to hear this message, so turn up the volume. That same money that you're giving to AARP for people 50 years and older, I fall in that category too, and take that money, send those people home, give them their sabbatical. They don't need the extra money. They have pensions, and they have Social Security. Take that very money and put it into our home economics departments. In our home economic department, we have heroes, home economic-related occupations. There are jobs there. That department has been shut down until further notices. Guess what? We're resurrecting that department. And wouldn't you know it, that's a department that only was trained in college. I'm a recipient and an alumni from Purdue University in their home economic department. Back there when there was only two or three women graduating out in home ec, I was one of them. I was one of them who got selected to come back and teach at the University of Purdue University in their child care department. So I've been a faculty. I've been an adjunct. So I have a right to speak out on behalf of what adjunct can do for home economics. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to resurrect a department that created dietetics, hotel management, hospitality. Dietetics, again, nutrition. Dietetics is a high thinking level department where you have to learn science and math. Not only that, fashion and retail, graphic design, children, and family life. Family life is a well-known area working in the hospital, working with children that have a deficit who are going through therapy. Those trainees are therapists. I worked in that area. I know that personally. They're producing also technology. Say it with me, technology. But however, we've got to play up the technology part in our STEMS program. They've just added the X, science, technology, engineering, and computer science. And guess what? Social media, too. It is a profession. There are no universities that are giving degrees or certificates in social media. I'm unveiling for the very first time today, so listen up, turn your radios up. For the very first time, there is a virtuous university that's going online as of today. The ribbon ceremony starts today. Our very first social media certificate-bearing organization, institution called Lilly Institute for Exceptional Education. We are preparing to register any social media who would like to go through our continuing education endorsement registry certificate. That's why we're claiming our spots as the institution that will grant you endorsement in social media. Now, that's just a little information. We're working on that feverishly as we speak now. And who are we? We are the Garth Vaden Oracles. That's right. We're unleashing the game, and we're changing the game to Generation F, from Generation X to Generation Z. And the Garth Vaden is a little twist on things. I know you've heard of Garth Vaden. We are the Garth Vaden Oracle Groups. We are going to be unleashing new concepts, and one of them is the Generation Z. And as we introduce that, we're going to show you what we can do with our very babies. And as I speak right now, right in the city of Detroit, Michigan, they're taking preschoolers, kindergartners, let me correct myself, kindergartners, and making social medias out of them where they are doing films and social media with their smartphones. That should tell you that we could take our youth, our middle schoolers, and we could impart them with this knowledge, place them in internship, and prepare them for a real job, one where they can say, cash money, y'all, cash money, y'all, cash money. Because, see, they're all about the Benjamins. I don't know about you, but it's been a long time since Brits bought groceries and since $20 bought groceries. They know the difference between the economy rising and falling. They know they have to have money to survive. We're the only ones that are not making preparation for our babies to come out of high school, prepare to go into a job, into a technical area, if they should please to, without having to get a four-year degree. Since when did everyone have to go to college? There was a time when people came out of high school, out of these woodwork classes, metal shop classes, computer classes, engineering classes, home ec, say it with me, home economic classes, and not only learn how to fry it up in the pan and cook, but they could sew and become seamstress. They could become graphic design majors or hotel managers, or they could become social medias. Absolutely. Every company needs their very own social media. When they get ready to tweet something, they have to know what they're doing. They have to know if they're going to tweet it and how often to tweet and what to tweet and when to tweet. Most people don't know what the heck they're doing. They're just tweeting everything every 5 minutes. People don't need to know that unless you're running a business. Now, Saturday, you're going to have a sale. You're going to put all your burgers on sale at 3 o'clock. You want everybody to be in the place at 3 o'clock. You need someone like a young person in the high school to tweet that for you. Well, we got the help for you. I'm going to reveal a little bit of the program today. Can't reveal all of it, but I have opened it up to you youth. You can go in to, you can go online and look at Harambe. It's a black channel station for online school. We've outlined all of the industries. We do have an advisory committee, parents. There's a spot for you. I suggest you go to your schools now. Sign up. Ask the home ec department, where can you sign up to be on the advisory committee? You want to be a stakeholder in your child's education for his internship. You did not know that if they took home economics, they automatically can have an internship, a paid internship possibly, or a non-paid one, but definitely they will get skills and credit so that they can transition out of high school into the workforce. So you need to go and bombard these schools, middle schools as well as high school, not elementary now. These are the only two places where they offer home economic-related courses. Now, let me tell you about the child development, because that's my specialty, home ec. Once when I taught home economics, we ran a full-blown child development center daycare within the school. Those children who had children of their own, became pregnant, they could enroll their child in the daycare and go right into the school. I recommend that every school, middle school, and high school have a child development center daycare, preferably one that's ran by the students, because they have a vested stakeholder interest. They can run a child care center. I've seen them run a child care center. I've worked with them in child care centers. But it wasn't until recently, while they were practicing being teachers, someone said, they're tallying up a lot of hours in this class. We must do something with those hours. There are other students right over at the college that are tallying up the same hours. By golly, they're getting credit for their continuing education. They're getting 15 units of continuing education to convert over into one college credit. Why don't we give them those same hours for the time that they're putting in? And once they accumulate it, then what will we do with it? We will help them to get advanced standing into universities so that when they come to the university, they can hand those hours over and get prior credit for the work that they've done in high school. And better yet, if they finished enough of those hours and met the council's requirement of 120 clock hours, they can now proposition to be a member of a Canada Society of Child Development Associates and get what is equivalent to a two-year associate degree in the form of a diploma. Now, for the first time, I was reading online that they have unveiled their very first student who was granted their CDA credential right out of high school. That means a lot. That means that that particular person can go out now and market themselves for a head teacher's position in a child development setting, or for an assistant teacher, preferably a head teacher. With those kind of credentials, they can levy for the head teacher, or they can ask for a position as a director with additional 90 credit hours of training, of course. But that is an entry-level position. Now, check this out. Some schools are now accepting CDA credentials in the public elementary school from kindergarten all the way to third grade. Some school districts will allow you to work with the CDA credential in the form of a degree. That means you don't have to take the praxis. That means that you don't have to sit and do 16 weeks of student teaching and then pass all other sorts of tests. That means that you can go right into some of those school districts who don't have other priorities and criteria and work. When you take in your life experiences of 120 clock hours of continuing education courses, be it through an agency that's endorsed or a college, of course, with your life experiences, they do require that you have had at least 6 months totaling 460 hours of experience of hands-on child development. Now, most of your kids are putting that much time in while in babysitting. Those hours need to be accumulated for life experiences to give them a head start. So when they get those hours and present them to the council, I'm a part of the council now. Thank God, praise God, have mercy. I'm a part of the council. And I, too, sit with those hierarchies to help them make the decision who is granted this lifetime potential to take their life experiences, to have the council evaluate them. Now, much more goes into that. And what goes into that is an objective test that they must take online. Then they present their portfolio. And their portfolio must consist of all of the competencies, the 13 functional area, and then the area of writing each competency and all of collecting of the brochures and didactics and their philosophy of child development and preferably a brochure of the company they want to open up in child care once they're given these credentials. They are now ready to be an entrepreneur. So they present that portfolio. And then they invite in a PD specialist, which is what I am. I just became a PD specialist. They've endorsed us to be not only the advisor now, so I can take off my advisor hat and say I'm PD specialist. And I can advise those students. I can also assess them in their evaluation while working on the job. And I can also sit down with them and talk about goals and goal building. And I can evaluate their portfolio while I'm there collecting all of their data and their evaluation goes in. So I'm wearing more than one hat now. And when wearing more than one hat, that means I'll be out in the community more, traveling more, trying to make teachers. And that's the bottom line. Our lives mean nothing unless we can take our lives and pour them over into someone else's life. And to be able to take a youth and to make them into a teacher while they're still in high school is a grand, grand opportunity to pass on a gift that keeps on giving and giving. Because when you find that child development center and that family and you impart your spirit in that family will grow and develop, and the parents will get involved at an early age. So now you're talking about high school students getting credentialed, become teachers while at high school, and they're taking care of our babies in the daycare. And wouldn't you know it, the military has need of daycare workers. They need daycare workers around the clock, so to speak, because they have family child care who work sometimes around the clock. And then they also have their centers. And when you go abroad, there's a big need. So we are creating teachers that can find jobs abroad. They can travel. So it's a much-needed area. That's just one of the areas. But social media is the one that I want to drive home to you today. Social media is growing so rapidly. The businesses may be going out of business, but guess what? We're creating a new game. The new game that we're creating, to be marketing a product or selling a product, you could be working with people to educate them. So this old thing about pushing a product and doing anything you can to get a product sold is not a necessity anymore. We've got to change the game around, and our youth are ready to do it. And with the Goff Vedic Oracles, we are changing the affiliates game. Now, if you didn't know this, you could become an affiliate, and you can market other people's products, and you can help them along the wayside by parking their materials on your web page. That's why it's vital that you should know something about web pages so that they're marketable, so that they are exchanging money and you're getting paid for it. And if you go right out to my Facebook, you'll see my fan page where I market for Young Living, and I'm not even on that page. I market for them because when there's a sale or when there's someone interested and I capture that person's enrollment, then I capture a fee as well. Now, that may not be right away, but eventually it will happen. Maybe you'll go out and decide to buy some essential oils, or you might decide to buy some health products or facial products. And then guess what? You might decide to sign up and become a distributor, and then the real action begins, the payment. So those are avenues, social media, that our young people can go through. Now, I tried to lay out for you a little bit about what we're doing. This home economic thing, it really has manifested for me. It's been my manifested modem. And coming to you with home economics as our underwritten program, I knew it was the right thing to do because it encompassed the family, it encompassed social living, social media, and it encompassed lifestyles. And I've been able to draw all of my topics and discussions from the home ec area. I want to pay homage to Purdue University today for the grand job that they did with me in encouraging me to change my major from nursing into home economics. I kept asking, what can home economics do for me that I don't already know how to do? Oh, but it has so many industries, so many avenues that you can venture into. I didn't see it at first. And when I finally began to see it, I saw that there were many options that I had and not just one. And that's what I'm giving you today, teachers. I want you to go back into your classrooms and start promoting the home economic department. We got babies having babies. And over at the courthouse, they don't have enough mediators to come in and adjudicate these cases. They need help training these young youth how to become parents. Let them learn how to become parents in our home economic department by letting them take home ec relationships 101 and letting them take food services and parenting classes along with social media. Because they're going to need these things as survival. A lot of what we're teaching is unnecessary, but home economic is vital for survival. We're in a survival mode now. Administrators, principals, coordinators, curriculum specialists, you're our stakeholders. We're coming after you. We are now developing our committees for our stakeholders. And those committee members will also be connected to the industry of the mall, working with stakeholders that have small businesses so we can connect our youth to the community so they don't just know of the store around the corner. They know the manager. They're connected. The problem that we're having with community, we are not connected. We do not socialize enough and connect ourselves. But once our youth are connected, they can go and find employment. They can offer services to those mom and pop shops and to the malls that they didn't know that they needed, social media. So social media is going to be what you hear buzzing through the air. But guess what? You will have to come through my institution to get endorsed. That's right. Did you not know I was a granting institution maker? I've been given CEU credits for over 25 years for the area of child development. And now I take honor and pleasure in stamping my CEU credits onto some high school students' transcript in order to help them find employment. I can now use my legacy to leave behind to stamp approval on young people and build a legacy of institution. Remember what I told you. That you don't want a job, you want a yacht. You want to own your own business, and you want to have philosophies and pedagogical philosophies, and you want to build institution. This is how you build institution. Social media is no longer a game where you just get on Facebook and you chat and you buzz around and you poke people all day. It is a business, so accept it as a business. Philip Vaden came to me telling me about social media. He did not know that social media and I had been introduced for a long, long time. The military makes sure that all their people are up to date on social media. They give them the opportunity to go online free. Some of them even find the opportunity to give them a free web page. Teachers, you've been given free web pages. Most of my web pages are handed to me. Here, teacher, we want you to build something. And every chance I get, I'm building institutions with those web pages. Am I the best? No, but I'm the damn hardest worker that there is when it comes to building a website. So when you work at it and work at it, you become better and better and more better. So we've got to be number one in social media, you say. I say we've got to be number one. And for those of us who have been doing it longer, like myself, 25 years of social media, I produced the first computer love who loved computers because we live with computers in our household. And we intend to run the doggone thing. That's right. We intend to be over it so we can endorse, so we can allow you to come through our criteria, because there's some darn hard ones, because we put the hammer down. We want social media experts, and we want to partner with the industry. And our home ec department will develop women and will develop wholehearted women who can cook and throw down in the kitchen and also use their technology and their love to develop and to use best practices to develop children so that they can stay out of these institutions, and to train those mothers so they can get their parental rights back and learn how to raise their families. That's what it's all about. So join us in the effort as we go forward with our virtuous school at Harambe. We're doing our darnest to offer up the first platform with Harambe to do the online school. I've made a commitment to that organization. They've been working very hard to produce outstanding radio and television. So it is my place to give my very best their social media. And as we go on to get our building and to develop our social medias in these department heads called universities, as well as in our high school and junior high school. So I've given you a bit of what we're doing. We're building institutions through the changing of the game of social media. If you're a stakeholder, why don't you join in with us as we get ready to do our fundraiser? We are going to be doing fundraisers. We don't want any grants. We're going to have organizations that will donate and give to us because of the work that we've been doing. So I ask you to join in with us as we begin to do the work that is so badly needed by all of our entrepreneurs. Now, if you're one of the stakeholders and you out there and you need to get a hold of someone, you can contact me on Facebook under Sherelle Garth, Sherelle M. Garth. And our project is the Garth Baden Project. And we invite you to be a part of that by joining us in this effort of trying to develop new social media and changing the game of social media, because we know that you know that it's time now. It's time. It's time that we bring that on board. And if you would like to be a part of that, please do. Stay tuned.
I'm not going to
Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today as we unveil our new Garth Vaden social media project that is available to youth and young youth, where we will be helping them in their various different school districts connect for social media and also for the other industries such as dietetics, hotel management, child development and family life. Those are the areas that are open to these students now. They can go into their prospective schools and enroll in this child development and home economic heroes department. Make sure that they go to the department and inquire about the heroes, the home economic related areas of study, and they can find placements and internships in the community and find paid internships if they're available or non-paid internships where they can gain skill and knowledge. We must put our youth back to work. We must develop them so that they have skills when they come out of high school. This is a way that our home ec department can pay homage to the child development students who come out with credentials in their hand ready to go to work. They not only will learn food services, but they'll learn dietetics, hotel management, and they can also go into the graphics and designs and dietitian, as well as learning the social media of Facebook and Twitter and find employable jobs that are very marketable. We want to make this happen on Harambe's Black Channel Station first. We're going to ask the parents to sign up for those various different committees. We are forming a committee, a team of the stakeholders in the community. And as we work with these schools across the state and online, we're hoping that our main connection will be through the home ec department, and that is how we will link up with those teachers in helping them to assess the students that are out in the field and helping them to develop their curriculum. I am a curriculum specialist, so these are the areas that I will be advising them on Common Core and lining their curriculum up so that it meets the 21st century of today. We want to make sure that we are not stifling our children by not giving them skills that they can work with. They don't all have to go to college, and this is not a ploy against college. We have to find a way that we can revamp our industry, our businesses, our malls, and our malls can take advantage of training And having these young people to be in their midst to train for managers, not only just to do retail management, but to use them in the higher management capacities. And these hotel management, where they're furnishing these young people to work temporary jobs, they now can come on board as permanent employees. And mothers, I want you to get involved, because your children must learn socialization, and through the home economic departments where they learn parenting 101 and socialization. These are electives that must be taken while they're in school. They should not overlook these electives. These departments are coming back to life, and with the help of you parents, you can get on the advisory board. That's what we're forming now, advisory boards, so that each one of you stakeholders have a part and working in the community as business workers, and you can have a part in that advisory committee and helping these teachers to train those students to give them the best skills they need for employment. I'd like to thank you so much. You've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and I'm bringing you now the Garth Vaden Oracles, and we're unveiling that new concept. Thank you, and have a great day.